the Financial Sense Lifetime Planning Program. Here's your host, Jim Poplava.
Well, we all know one of our goals in life is eventually to head into retirement. But also, in addition to heading into retirement, we want to remain healthy. What good is it if you have all the money in the world, but you've lost your health? And so that's going to be the subject of today's program. We're going to talk about one way to stay healthy and flexible in retirement with Pilates. Joining me on the program is Melissa Bentivoglio. She is one of the co-founders of Frame Fitness, what many are calling the Peloton of Pilates. So Melissa, why don't you give us a little bit of a background? You were a ballet dancer at one time, and how you got into Pilates, and then let's talk about the benefits of Pilates for those of us that are aging.
For sure. Thank you for that intro. You did a phenomenal job pronouncing my name, Jim. it's a toughie. You did your research. So I started out, I've always been an athlete, but at the tender age of 4, I started dancing. And by the time I was 8 years old, I was a competitive dancer and a classically trained ballerina. And that sort of started my journey in athletics, and it is a lifelong journey. So it has evolved into my love and passion for Pilates. And I actually find a lot of instructors, even instructors I'm meeting now as we're recruiting Frame Fitness instructors, a lot of Pilates enthusiasts started out as dancers. So there seems to be a positive correlation between the two.
Melissa, I wonder if we can transition the appropriateness of Pilates in maintaining flexibility, because we all hear Melissa's stories about people, they get in their 70s and 80s and they have that fall. Maybe they lose their balance, and how this can help avoid that.
So one of the reasons why Pilates is often prescribed by physicians, by any type of, whether it's a chiropractor or sports medicine, or somebody who's helping facilitate a rehab. The reason why Pilates is always mentioned, it's almost like a key word. As you get older, Pilates is low impact, and placing emphasis on the fact that it's so low impact and it's performed slowly. So you're not rushing and jerking, and you're really, really utilizing that carriage, and it's absorbing so much of the impact that otherwise you would be doing on the ground. So I like to even, when I try and explain to somebody the efficacy, but also the low impact nature of the reformer, I ask them to do a very simple lunge, lateral lunge on the ground. So you're doing lunges and you're alternating. And then I put them on a reformer and I ask them to do the exact same movement with the same motion, and then ask them what they feel the difference is in their body. And when you're on the reformer, everything is so smooth and you're utilizing that carriage. So if you imagine that you have a left foot planted on the platform, which is that stationary piece, and then your right foot goes onto the carriage, and the carriage, for listeners who don't understand the reformer, is moving back and forth. And so you're lowering into that lateral lunge, and essentially there's no impact at all. Even when you're on the ground and you're doing a very simplistic move like a lateral lunge, there's going to be impact associated. So one of the reasons why Pilates is so important as you age, slow twitch muscle fiber activation, you're moving slowly, you're really focusing with that mind-body connection. So you're focusing on everything you're doing, you're breathing, you're connecting it. And then the reformer itself is just built for low impact. And then on top of that, a lot of Pilates moves are focused on strengthening the core. Strengthening the core is the most important thing. And I don't like to place too much emphasis, because people think that reformer is all about core. It's full body. You're literally working your full body each and every time, but there is a heavy emphasis on core, and strengthening the core is the most important thing for your lower lumbar. If you're having any back issues, Pilates is the first thing that you should be doing if you need to strengthen your back. Any postural chain exercise, but it's just one of the most amazing things. And you can really just do it super slowly. You're not jerking, and it's very effective.
That's amazing. I had a friend that had a back and hip problem, And basically, he's doing Pilates and yoga. And he says, as long as I do it 20 minutes a day, he said, I have no pain. The minute I stopped, like he went on vacation, he stopped it for a week, pain came back. Let me ask you this. At what age is it too late to start Pilates? In other words, what if, you know, you're in your 70s or, well, let's take somebody in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. How would you contrast that for somebody starting out in Pilates?
So I don't think age is a huge factor here. I think it's just starting slow, taking intro classes, really familiarizing yourself with the machine and your body, knowing if you have any current injuries, how, what you should be focusing on, what should be strengthened, and just moving intuitively and listening to your body. I think you can start at any age.
And what about instructors? One of the problems I had when I originally started getting back into shape, I'd get these trainers, and unfortunately, there was such an age difference between myself and the trainer. It's, you know, you need to know that, hey, I'm not your age. I may not be able to do some of the things that you're doing. So what would you tell somebody that if they're going to go to Pilates and start out with a reformer, whether it's class or they get a machine at home, the importance of proper technique, instruction, and how do you choose a Pilates instructor?
So I think that if you are older and you are starting brand new with zero exposure, I would never jump into a group fitness class ever, because again, we just discussed this, but you're going to try and keep up with everybody and it's not tailored in any way. And there tends to be a lot of momentum and it's quite fast paced. I would always suggest starting foundational and intro classes, beginner classes. I think that's the most important thing.
And now let's talk about what you're doing, because we've seen the success of digital gyms. We saw it with Peloton. You've got Nordic Track is doing one. You've got machines like Tonal, Tempo. But this has sort of taken off. And you saw a lot of these companies come to the forefront with COVID. Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about what you're doing in your reformer, because you're sort of, I look at you as almost like the Peloton of Pilates.
Yes. So we have been called the Peloton of Pilates most obviously, because we have that digital connectivity. So we have that screen attached. But a lot of these companies, I know that during COVID, it became a lot of emphasis was placed. But a lot of these companies, whether we're talking about the Hydra or Gada, Tonal, Tempo, Peloton, they were all striving pre-pandemic. And I think that reformer and Pilates in particular tends to be steeped in a lot of foundation, and oftentimes it lacks innovation. So I think this was the perfect incubator for even myself. My first proprietary reformer was definitely more industrial and less innovative, and clearly didn't have a screen because it was designed for group fitness. But it was just the perfect timing, almost serendipitous, because I had just opened a brick and mortar. But I really do think that the world is craving convenience and also just having that intuitive experience. So I'm right now in Miami, and I went to our gym here where I'm staying, and there's a huge section of this gym where you're in an environment with other people, and it's all connected fitness products. And it tended to be the very crowded, busy area. And I thought to myself, this is exactly what we forecasted with this omnichannel. There's going to be a huge B2B opportunity, because everybody is looking for that elevated experience, even if they want to go and work out alongside other people. They want that instruction directly in front of them. They don't want to be on their own in a gym.
Yeah, I think seeing and having somebody encourage you, can you teach effectively something on a TV screen versus a class? Explain that.
Well, I think personally it's more effective, because when I'm teaching group fitness, if I'm teaching a reformer class with 20 people in it. You had mentioned 30, but my specific studio that I opened had 20 reformers. And then I taught in various reformer classes, and the average was between 16 to 22. There is no tailored aspect about a class in group fitness. So if an exercise, a core exercise, is 1 minute, 60 seconds, I provide the cueing, and I'm hoping everybody's listening. And if somebody is going to injure themselves, I will rush over to that one person. I'll scan the room, and everybody else is ignored. And on top of that, you have people who are trying to keep up with everybody else in the class. And in addition to that, you also have people, it's human nature, they look to the left, they look to the right, and they copy other people's form, because oftentimes the instruction is verbal. I'm not jumping on a reformer to, and even if I am, 20 people aren't, they don't have the same, it's different than a spinning class. An instructor in Pilates is often walking up and down, actually, to make sure that people aren't going to injure themselves. But again, I'm a human. I can't correct 20 people in 60 seconds. It's literally impossible. So when you have the ability to pause, if you don't understand, perhaps you want to rewind and re-listen to the instruction. And also, you're not feeling pressure, not to say that, you know, adults feel peer pressure, but there is an element of like, oh my God, I only have 60 seconds and I'm with 30 other people, 20 other people. So I think that it's super effective. And I also love the idea of musculoskeletal calibration post-tracking, which we're seeing a huge increase where I think in the next year it will be market precedent that all of these devices are quote unquote smart devices. So not only providing the metrics, but also correcting your form.
Yeah, it's just amazing when we've seen what has happened to fitness from digital devices, the Apple Watch that can track your steps, your calories, your heart rate, even AFib. And we're seeing all these devices
Yes.
that can help maintain and measure our ability to get fit. And why don't you talk about your machine? Because I've never seen a reformer that looks like yours. Tell us a little bit about it. And the differences between what your new reformer is to your traditional Pilates reformer, like you see with Stott or Balance Body or some of the others out there.
So some of the other reformers, I love all reformers, whether they're a little more archaic in design. I particularly have always been a huge fan of the Allegro. I was an ambassador for years, and I actually put Allegro 2s in a lot of my clients' homes. So I am a huge fan of all reformers, but my specific frame reformer, the intent behind it was not only to be innovative by adding that digital connectivity, but to have an elevated aesthetic, a modern feel, look, touch, and then also to simplify the spring system by adding just a button to engage and disengage the springs versus pulling the coiled springs, which we see in most traditional reformers. Even my first proprietary, I was still pulling the springs and slotting them on. So I thought, how do we simplify this? How do we make this easier? And then in addition to that, I created a dual spring technology. So the springs can be engaged at the back and the front, meaning that one platform, that singular platform, actually has the same functionality of having two platforms, which we did see an increase in the last 10 years with a more athletic version of Pilates and having that dual platform, because there's a plethora of exercises you can do at the back. They tend to be, you know, the more challenging, additional weight, heavier weight bearing at the back, but really just providing that option, because the frame reformer is going to be very, very diverse in our content offering. And I didn't want to pigeonhole myself with just one type of Pilates. I tend to focus more, I teach a lot of professional athletes, so I teach a more athletic version of Pilates, but we also have, we're making sure we satiate all the types. So we're focusing on rehabilitative, we're focusing on prenatal, we have classical, contemporary, and then athletic.
My understanding, you're also going to be doing yoga?
Oh yeah, totally. So off-reformer content is vast. We're doing bar classes, cardio fusions, yoga, stretch, and even meditative. because our screen beautifully swivels all the way to the side. So why not be able to use your frame reformer for more than just reformer?
And you're also going to have, if I understand correctly, there are going to be additional things like hand weights, like, you know, I've seen. So if you want to get off the reformer, do some high intensity training, you have that option as well.
Yes, we do. So again, we're in pre-order, we're pre-launch. We've already done, hundreds of hours of content. We're continuously building upon our content. We actually just did a whole week of shooting in New York City. It was so fun. And the whole focus was off reformer, which was really, really fun. Just because I'm seeing this entire platform coming to life internally, obviously. And it's just really important that you have, that you satiate everybody's desire to work out, and just knowing that for it to be intuitive and really tailored, it's not just going to be one type of workout. People really like variety, and that's the one area where you can mitigate getting bored.
Let's talk about some of these videos. And for those that, you know, maybe somebody's listening that's in their 60s and 70s and they like what they hear, they want to start. Are you going to have, I know, like if you look at Pilates books and videos, they have beginner, they have intermediate, and they have advanced. Are you going to have that available? So for somebody that's never done Pilates before, if they get this machine, they can press a program, it'll take them through the basic steps, the breathing, the form, etc.
Exactly. So I think that is so important. And oftentimes it's overlooked, if not neglected, in studio classes. I taught in so many studios and it was like a fusion, just one type. And I would, as an instructor, I found it exceedingly frustrating that I would have beginners in a class with experts, or you have, you know, super athletically inclined people with somebody who just wants to see if it's a good fit. So I think it's very, very important that you always have those tiered classes. So it's something that, as content director right now, we're placing a lot of emphasis on. So there's 100% going to be intro, foundational class, really explaining the moves, maybe not even just explaining the aspect of the reformer. So you have a true understanding and comfort associated with the utility aspect, the functionality. So we're making sure we satiate all of that.
And so when is this going to be available, if I may ask?
Yeah, of course. So we're hoping right now, or we're internally planning for a fall delivery, fall fulfillment. And then we're full launching in the fall as well.
Well, I just let my audience know, after researching it, I gave my last Pilates to a son that needs to be a little bit more flexible because he had injuries from playing soccer in his youth. And I was going to replace it with another one. And for, I don't know how I found you guys, but when I found your site and I looked at it, it's got to be one of the most innovative things I've ever seen.
Thank you so much. And I don't know how you found it either, because thus far, only organic. So we haven't engaged with any paid marketing yet. And so far, it's been a fantastic experience because we're overwhelmed by all the support and appetite that we're seeing. So bright future ahead for Frame.
Well, super. Well, listen, Melissa, as we close, if our listeners would like to follow or find out more about your equipment, your machines, and the things you do, tell them how they could do so, please.
So you can visit our website, www.framefitness.com. And then we're on Instagram, and our Instagram handle is Frame Reformer. And in addition to that, you can actually sign up if you want to stay connected with Frame via our website. We have a newsletter that goes out every month. I'm constantly engaging with podcasts and interviews. So you can also just Google Frame Fitness and a plethora of information will come up.
Well, Melissa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
The Financial Sense NewsHour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the NewsHour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of the Financial Sense staff and do not take into account listener suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense NewsHour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies mentioned in Financial Sense or arising out of the use of any material on the NewsHour. Please be advised that you invest at your own risk.